Slept on my shoulder, like,
as opposed to on your head,
like probably eight hours straight last night, and woke up this morning. I was just like, oh, like, you know when you're in your bed and you can't even roll yourself over because like your fucking right. body is so numb sore, or fucked up or whatever. Yeah. That it was that. I was just like,
for a moment, you feel like what it must have been like to be Daniel Day-Lewis in my left foot,
or sleeping on the ground in a. In a prison cell mm-hmm. or yeah. in an
urinal. You know what it feels like to have to vote on a measure of whether or not you should euthanize yourself because you have no control over your body.
Euthanize.
Which was a measure in Massachusetts, by the way.
Yeah.
That passed.
Oh, yeah. Really?
As did legalizing marijuana.
Right.
A lot of progressive things passed
in
the last election.
Colorado legalized marijuana. As well.
Yeah.
Except for us
I know.
Allotting money to build... trains and trolleys.
Right.
Yep.
I'm furious.
I can't believe that.
I'm furious. Well,
there's a million things that don't make sense with elections.
You know, we had an episode a while back all about the election.
So let's not go back
about
there.
That. Yeah, it was all about the election. So
yeah,
I normally sleep on my side.
Oh yeah.
I think every now and then I don't know what I do at night, like in terms of rolling or whatever, sleep on my back at all. But
I've been trying to sleep on my back.
Yeah.
I wake up consistently.
You're supposed to sleep
on
your back, not your side.
I know.
What?
Yeah. In fact, you're
supposed
to
snore.
You're supposed to sleep on your back, or if you're gonna sleep on your side, you gotta sleep on your right side, but not your left side, so that your heart is
not
crushed.
Getting crushed.
How much do you weigh? What are
I weigh
you talking?
I'm telling you what the doctors say, Robert.
Really?
Do not sleep on your left side. Either sleep on your back, sleep on your right side. Or sleep on your stomach.
Should we look this up before we tell people this?
Yes, seriously.
You don't have to look anything up. Just take my word for it.
I don't.
Your word is very usually wrong.
Yeah,
that's
you
totally
just say it with
true.
Conviction, and suddenly everybody believes you.
Welcome to America.
Wait, what
makes no sense? What you're even that makes no sense. What he's saying,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Oh wow!
Oh, is that where we are? Hey,
my name's Brian Gerard. I'm with Gregory Hoyt.
Dr. Gerard, you mean?
Good evening. Ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
I fell asleep on my left side there. Hello.
Professor Scheid.
Hello.
With Dr. Gerard. Yeah, dude, I'm a doctor. I have a doctorate. In
what would I be? I would be a professor, right?
No,
be a good
never.
No.
By the way, I'm looking this up on Google, and I start typing in, don't fall asleep on your, and then somebody wrote barber. Like, this is the Google search that comes up.
B-A-R-B-E-R. What?
Don't fall asleep at the helm.
Like, on your barber. Like, as in when the barber's cutting your hair, don't fall asleep on them.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard that phrase or that warning, but whatever.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't fall asleep on your barber.
What are you saying? Don't fall asleep on what? Left side?
Your left side, like, so that your heart is covered and crushed. Because women do that on a daily basis anyway.
What?
What? Women do what?
Crush your heart.
Oh.
Right, Greg?
Yeah, well, if you don't let them in, they can't.
That's
which is
true.
Great.
Just keep them out of the gate.
That's what I'm
Don't even let them into the dance, Robert.
Yeah, because they just
they can't get in. Oh, you got tickets? Well, you're good to go wait in line. You can't come in.
No,
but I have a.
I'm oh,
on
I
the
gave
list.
You a ticket?
I'm on
yeah,
the
well,
list.
I'm,
no,
I'm
no, you can't come in.
Second.
No, I have a table. I have table service lined up. I've already. I called ahead. I have reservations. You're not allowed in.
Okay, well, just so you know, doctor, pure bullshit. I don't know where you got those facts. Like, I'm, you know, it should be WebMD front page, right? And, and I can't see anything. People are like, what side should I sleep on? You know, I find myself sleeping only on one side. That's weird. That's what they're talking about.
Because you're not supposed to sleep on your left side because your heart chakra is being buried.
This is bull. This person here can't fall asleep. Then lie on your right side and breathe deeply 15 times. Finally, move to your left side and breathe deeply 20 times.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any problem sleeping? I don't have any problem sleeping.
It's because you have
clear conscience.
No.
I don't.
For the
I have
most
a clear
part,
conscience.
No. I will tell you that sometimes, like if I do find myself waking up in the middle of the night, at that moment, I'm like, what the hell? Why am I up?
Mm-hmm.
But if I really figure it out, it's like it's usually I'm overheated. Mm. Like, oh my God.
This so hot.
So hot or cold. And I can fix that pretty quickly. But for the most part, yeah, I sleep pretty well.
Me too. I think if you have a clear conscience, you can sleep pretty good.
Brian, how is your sleep?
I'm usually up about every 50 minutes.
Yeah, not a clear conscience.
I get up, I pace.
Yeah.
And then I drink some water, go back down, piss my pants, get up, change.
I wish you would, like, answer a question seriously sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it gets boring. His bits get boring.
All right, what do you want to know? I'll answer honestly.
Do you sleep throughout the night?
Totally fine.
Okay, like a rock. Yeah.
Well, you actually maybe oversleep a little bit, huh? Like, you called me the other day at, like, 2 in the afternoon telling me you had just woken up.
Yeah, but I also didn't go to bed till 5 in the morning.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's not healthy.
No. Yeah, well, that happens. That happens, though.
I haven't stayed up until 5 in the morning for a very long
time. That happens for who, Brian? Yeah. You.
That's very it's normal behavior.
I haven't stayed up past 3 in the morning for probably 6 or 7 years.
3 in the morning?
Oh, no, that's not true.
That's
four.
Okay.
I
do think that potentially I would err on the side of sleeping too much in general.
Yeah.
I feel like I could sleep between eight and 10 hours a day. But that's because I have a very high level of brain activity and that needs to rest.
Either that or you're like a bear and you prefer to hibernate.
You know what you could do is you could sleep less and meditate.
That may help.
That's good. That's a good idea. Quiet the mind, as they say.
But I also think
sleep doesn't quiet the mind, by the way.
Right. It makes it more...
It can make it more active.
You can wake up more tired than you were when you would sleep.
That happens to me.
I meditate twice a day, as we know. I think I've shared that on the show.
You have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I meditate twice a day, and oftentimes my meditation in the morning, which I do right when I wake up, is more challenging because I find that I'm super stressed out after a night of thought and dreams that I'm actually not aware of.
Right.
But like my heart will be racing sometimes in the morning when I wake up.
Well, that's what people, not people, but the whole artist way thing is you do morning pages. And you get all that out, write it all down, and then you should be able to go.
Yeah. Well, and that, I think you should do 60 push-ups within the first 10 minutes of waking up. Because that helps.
Is that right, doctor? Is that your...
I don't even believe that you do Google 60 push-ups every morning.
Every morning.
I don't believe it.
All right.
Within the first 10 minutes of waking up.
Do you want to have a sleepover to prove it?
Are you coming on to me?
I think that's what's happening here.
No.
Okay.
Why would you think that?
Because you just asked me to sleep over.
I just wanted to prove to the point that
I could just show up.
Yeah.
Whatever time you tell me
at 2
when you wake up.
No, 2 in the afternoon when Brian's waking up.
Yeah, when Brian wakes up, I'll just show up at 2, and then I'll be there. I don't need to sleep over.
Right.
You know? I do have a roommate that you can confirm this information with.
That is true. Okay. Speaking of roommates, have you been informed of any sleeping habits that you weren't aware of prior to having a roommate?
Mm-hmm.
This is in the past. So, like talking in your sleep, snoring, any of that stuff. Do you guys have any of that?
No.
Yes, I do.
What do you have? Talking.
Uh-huh.
I have talking as well.
I would have, like, my ex-girlfriend used to say that I had a lot of fun while I was sleeping.
Really?
Yeah, I would laugh, a lot of laughing, and just, like, rascaling.
Really?
And being like, oh, no way, no way! Like, that kind of thing.
Really? I've had
or
conversations.
Or sexual, like, I'd be like... Oh, yeah. Luckily, I never said anybody's name.
That is very...
That would have been dangerous.
Oh, God, Carol. Oh, my God.
Who's Carol?
What? Ow! Yeah. Very quick wake up.
Who do you talk about?
Yeah, I've had conversations apparently in German.
Oh, that's creepy.
So that was
interesting.
I'd slit your throat. If I woke up next to a girl who started just talking German in her sleep, I'd slit her throat.
What? Oh, my God. Wow, that is horrible. What if she was German?
I would take it upon my...
Then I'd feel terrible. But if I didn't know she was German and all of a sudden I woke up to her talking German in her sleep, I'd feel like she's being possessed by the devil.
I've got to do the world of service.
German is the devil's language? Is that what you're saying?
Oh. Absolutely. Oh, German is the darkest and most terrifying language on the planet.
About?
Absolutely.
No,
is anyone
not.
In disagreement with me?
Me.
Brian?
No.
Thank you. See, he agrees.
So 1/3 of this population disagrees with you.
That's not going to be a rule. I would say that 95% of the people that I polled in the whole world would agree that German is the most terrifying.
That would include Germans if you're 95%.
Yeah, because I think Germans are self-aware enough now to realize that they fucking blew it
not too long ago.
Well, and that they created it. Hey, it's not our fault that they went on a tirade and
German
made it so that German language sounded like vitriolic hate being spewed out. We didn't hear a lot of German until Adolf came on the scene and started blowing.
No, you didn't hear a lot of German. Okay?
No, we as the world are not hearing a lot of German.
They were silent until
that
moment.
Well, not silent. But it, let's all agree that the tone shifted drastically.
Well, let me ask you this,
have you heard of opera?
Fucking 30s.
Wagner?
Yeah, I love
prior
that.
Prior to that.
But that's previous.
Yes.
Right?
True.
German sounds good, German sounds good. Oh, whoa, German sounds bad.
But
and
do you
I think we're still wearing off on the German sounding
but,
bad.
You know, right. I would argue that the complete opposite of German, the German language, is the French language. It's the most beautiful, poetic.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what you say, you can say... pig shit up your ass, and it sounds wonderful.
And a girl, if a girl says it,
and what if Hitler was French?
Then it would probably would have done the same thing.
To that
look,
language.
Because
I think that any language that all of a sudden is associated and stamped, because like that happened, and Germany has been stamped ever since. Like that was that's burned into the collective consciousness. You don't see a lot of things on television growing up about the good parts of Germany. You see a lot of things on television about Germany being a terrible place in the 30s and 40s.
Mm. It's a good place now, though.
It's a good place now. I love German people. I love them. I'm not angry with them or anything like that. I'm not holding it against them. I'm just talking about the sort of interesting thing that happened.
Well,
where
you're
it
connecting
took it to
the history to the way the way somebody speaks, right? And so you hear somebody speak German, and you instantly think Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I think a lot of people do. I think.
Well, I mean, and that's like saying somebody looks at you and hears you speak English, and they instantly think slavery.
Yeah, and they might.
Well,
if they, look
they
at me,
might, but
they,
that's not right. You shouldn't say that.
No.
That's right.
Right,
now,
but it's
I
an honest.
Heard,
that's an honest thing that happens.
Okay, but honest or not, shouldn't you do something to try to change that?
Well, look, man, I'm not saying that I look at German people when I hear them speaking German and I go, you're a Nazi.
You just
I'm
rolled saying, over and want to kill a woman who is speaking it in bed.
I'm saying it's a terrifying language.
Okay. And you have every right to feel that way. There are – I think that you need to hear some people speak it who aren't shouting out their beliefs on a microphone to 50,000 people.
Yeah,
yeah exactly. Who are probably terrified to be there to begin with, right?
Uh-huh.
But, for example, my friend Steve had these German foreign exchange family that they had lived with him for a while, and or not, you know, not all of them, just the daughter. And they came over, and I met them, and I was speaking to them in German, and the girls had just really beautiful, soft-spoken German tones, and it was great.
Mm.
And some people who heard that didn't believe that they were like, what? That's German?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
But do you see? Do you see?
Yes,
that?
Because the stereotype
right.
of German is, oh, quack, duck, quack, quack.
Yeah.
And the stereotype of Chinese is, bang, tong, wing, ba. And, you know, you are doing the same thing for both languages.
But I would say Chinese is more annoying.
Have
I'm
you
saying
heard?
That
have
German
you heard,
is terrifying.
Okay, have you heard English speakers, Queen's English, people who, like, from Australia or, which isn't Queen's English, but, or from England, speak American English. Hi there. Everything is flat.
Yeah.
And it sounds absurd.
Yes.
Right? Well, that's how they feel. Like, what do you think they think of our language? Do they think that we are that absurd? Oh,
I don't care. I'm not talking about.
All right.
I'm not self-reflecting right now. I'm making some broad generalizations.
You're projecting.
I'm making broad generalizations. I'm being racist and stereotypical.
I'm not being racist.
No, you're not.
That's not racist. I'm just saying that I think that the German language is a scary language.
Mm. Yeah.
It's nothing wrong. I'm just saying, like, it comes off like, holy shit.
Depending on
super aggressive.
Who's speaking it.
Yeah.
Depending on who's speaking it.
In the movie Die Hard, right?
Oh, man.
What were the bad guys? What were they speaking?
Those were Russians.
They
probably.
Were German.
Were they German?
No,
yeah.
They were German.
They were German.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie.
Think
forever. Really, Germans?
The other guy's name was like Heinz or something.
Oh, they were all German.
Yeah,
it was a
that's
German.
Interesting. Yeah.
And to Greg's point is that we have a pop culture lexicon that just drills that language into a
Germans are evil
mean spirit.
Right, and it's the same way that if you speak with an English accent, you're probably diabolical. Right?
Or, right, right.
You know, like
or
why
like,
is it that on the Death Star,
yes,
the people who spoke with the English accent were the ones who were going to kill?
Yeah. That's right. It. That's exactly the point.
That's all.
There are certain languages that sort of just evoke certain things. And the problem is, I agree with you, like Germany was a great country.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they got hijacked by a psychopath.
Yeah, exactly.
And once they got hijacked by that psychopath, it just created a reality around the country and the people of the country and the language. And it's not a fair one, especially not now,
no,
because they're doing
the,
wonderful
the
things
population,
with their country now.
Yeah, well, they're you know? The most
they're
stable thing
yeah,
in Europe.
Totally.
And the thing is, like, unfortunately, the population was, at that time, was completely destroyed
yeah.
in an economic, you know, nightmare.
Yeah.
And they fell behind somebody who promised them a resurgence.
Yep.
And they hoped that that would happen.
Yep.
And it clearly didn't because that man was a true
psychopath.
But anyway, so I'm apparently never going to have a sleepover with you. Because
was he the biggest psychopath of all time?
No. Like, you had Stalin was pretty awful.
He was
killed
even worse.
6 million
yeah.
of his own.
Mussolini.
Pol Pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there are some. There are tons.
Genghis
Hussein.
Khan.
Hussein.
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein was a bad one.
Could be
one.
Considered. Yeah. So
King Henry the Sixth.
Wasn't it the third? Henry
yeah.
the third.
One of them was bad.
One of them was
whatever.
Bad. I think it was Henry the
yeah,
third.
I thought it was the sixth. He's the one who like cut the heads off his wives.
Wives. I thought that was the third.
That
but
was
you might be
eighth.
Right. Eighth? Henry the eighth?
Henry the eighth, I am.
Oh,
I
that's
am.
Right.
Yeah, he killed, he had eight wives.
Yeah, and killed like six of them or something?
I don't
seven.
Know how many. A
I
couple
would venture
of them.
To guess that that is top three.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Cause
but
that's,
that wasn't like millions of his own
no,
people.
But that's a pretty fucking crazy, like that'd be like if
right.
you were in a relationship and it's not working out.
So you kill them.
Yeah, you just can't deal
the,
with
the
like,
thing is, to sleep with them, he had to marry them.
Right.
And then when he didn't want to sleep with them anymore,
he had
said,
to find a reason.
He can't unmarry them.
Yeah, because it's against God.
So he had to kill them.
Yet another way that religion is
he needs
leading,
to put some
the
loopholes
way.
In there. That's
spot
what he
on.
Had to do. So anyway, no sleepovers for us. There was
yeah.
one other thing that I learned recently regarding the science of sleep and
uh-huh.
sleep for me. Apparently, I chomped my teeth.
Oh yeah, I have a mouth guard.
You do?
I don't
grind my teeth, but
yeah,
apparently
but it's
chomp.
It's probably
so, oh, so you have
probably,
it.
You're probably grinding as well.
I do grind.
You, well, look at this. See, I asked if there was something you did during your sleep, and you must have forgotten about it. How long were you diagnosed? When? Who
oh
told
God.
You?
Oh, I don't know.
Did
it,
you go to a dentist
I just
or
know
something?
That it's sometimes I wake up and my jaw is like it's
yeah.
Like, it's very like I've been tense all night, and I'm like it feels hurt and I'm trying to, and then I realize that it's because I'm constantly clenching my teeth.
Okay.
And what is that caused from? Stress.
I read that exactly because when I heard about this I was like what and I'm chomping apparently
yeah,
yeah.
So what about you
release.
I
right.
used to do a thing I used to I had
like how did you find out
I found out because I had TMJ which
oh,
is
okay.
Jaw disorder
yeah
and I would do like this thing where you like click your jaw constantly
so
like
you're rotating
tick.
Your jaw left and right
yeah
is what you're doing
yeah
it would kind of pop
it would pop
okay
and I went to a doctor one time in totally unrelated and I was doing that and he's like what are you doing. And I was like, what do you mean? What am I doing?
Yeah.
And he just called it out. He's like, you have TMJ. He's like, do you wake up and your jaw is sore? I'm like, it's not sore. It feels like it's fucking broken. Like I would wake up
oh my God.
And sometimes my jaw would be like kind of out of place for a couple of days. And
yeah.
so then, but that was like in probably the mid to late 90s. So I was young and they gave me a mouth guard and it
yeah.
was an athletic mouth guard. So like,
right.
I had this giant sort of field hockey player mouth guard in
that
my mouth
with.
As I was sleeping. So that didn't last. But then I got one made.
Right.
And I chewed through it in 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was specifically, but it was different than the ones I have now. Now the ones are made out of plastic that's really hard. So it
yeah.
doesn't, but the first one that I had, I chewed through in 6 months.
So my dad is a periodontist. So he's a
uh-huh.
dentist. And I asked him. And I asked him. About mouth guards. And he
mm-hmm.
said, yeah, just go to Walgreens or go to Sports Authority and just get a
athletic mouth guard.
Yeah, he said that's what you can do for now. It's the cheapest option.
Yeah, these
until you
are,
actually get one made.
Yeah.
And like those, you put them in water, put in the microwave, they get soft, you put in your mouth.
And it
kind
forms.
Of, and it forms. He said that with softer ones, so you sometimes run the risk that you actually enjoy chewing on it. And the harder ones... You don't get that pleasure, and it may be unconscious pleasure, but you don't get that pleasure, and so you're not going to chew through it, and it will
yep.
make things worse.
That's right.
So you have a harder one
I have
right
a hard
now,
one now,
and that came from a dentist. Is that
yep.
right?
I've had two of them.
Okay.
One I had for like 5 years, and then it just kind of got nasty.
Yeah.
So I had another one made.
Is there anything else hard or soft that you get unconscious pleasure from?
Why are you trying to derail this conversation so often?
I get pleasure from some soft things.
Sometimes,
I'll just be honest.
Sometimes
yeah, okay, fine.
Unconscious pleasure results in something that's hard.
So, Brian.
Yeah, that's right, Brian.
Is yours soft or hard?
My unconscious pleasure?
Yeah.
No, your mouth guard.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Oh.
Do you have a mouth guard?
No, I just am grinding my teeth. They'll just fall out someday.
Wait a second.
Jeez, man.
You say that you wake up and it's your jaw hurts and everything, mm-hmm. and you're doing nothing about
There's sometimes that, like, in the middle of the night when I wake up and start pacing around.
Wait, did you say that you sleep like a rock?
Yeah. I actually, as I'm waking up, I feel the pressure of my teeth grinding. And I'm like, oh, there goes the teeth grind thing again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It can be really bad for you. It can cause a lot of dental problems.
Probably there's a lot of things that are
it
bad
can
for me.
Break your teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I had to do it, because they're like, if you continue to grind your teeth, they'll be gone. You know,
it's a lot of pressure. Like, you know, there's a lot of force in there.
Yeah, that's a lot of force.
Yeah.
A lot of force.
You could break the roots or do any of those stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Have you ever bitten through flesh of a human?
Oh my God.
What? No.
No, right?
Please don't tell me you do that in your sleep.
No, I'm just wondering if you have.
Remember that one time when a major boxer bit the ear of another boxer?
And then that boxer went on to star in 2 hit movies?
Yeah.
Boy. Well, thanks, guys.
What was this show about?
Get
Science
a mouth guard.
Sleep.
No, this show is about unconscious pleasure. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Gerard. We are the Scheid Show.
Yeah.
Hey.
Guten Morgen, wie geht's?
Ah,